BLP Radio. BLP Radio.
Hello, I am Philippe, and I have an English course every Tuesday at the MHC. I want to improve my English, so a lot of work. I'm going to ask you some questions about Ethno-France. So now I would like to introduce yourself.
My name is Lies, I'm from Belgium, and I'm here at Ethno playing the accordion. And I live in Catalonia.
So, is it your first experience in Ethno?
No, not at all. This is my 13th Ethno. Yes, and it is also my second Ethno France, because I was here 5 years ago as well.
Okay, so a long experience, and you like probably to be among other musicians.
I love it. Yes, I think it's always my favorite part of the year.
Could you tell me about your background in music?
Okay, I started, like many people, I started learning the piano, classical piano. But then I discovered that you cannot bring a piano with you everywhere. So I thought accordion would be a good alternative. And first I didn't plan to become a musician, and I studied linguistics and at university. But then I moved to Sweden just for 1 year to try out. They have a special music education in Sweden where you can just play folk music for 1 year. And I liked it a lot, and I decided to apply to the conservatory, so the music university in Sweden. And it was very unexpected, but I got in, and then I studied, did a bachelor in world music in Sweden. And now I am a musician.
And would you like to do your job with music?
I already do. Yeah. It's already my job. Not full time, but I like the combination with something else. So there you also have a bit of security. And then I play with a couple of different bands also. So yes, I am a musician already.
So you play actually in Catalonia?
Yes, I play in Catalonia, and I also play a lot in Sweden, because I still have a big network there with the people I studied with, and I still have one band in Sweden. So,
in which city in Sweden?
In Gothenburg, the second biggest city.
How do you think you evolve in your practice of the music? Have you decided to be a specialist in a certain type of music?
That's a good question. I still play a lot of Swedish music because I have this Swedish band. I also have another band with a Valencian guitarist, so a lot of Valencian music. But maybe my favorite music is French music. So I play a lot of French music, and I also have one duo with where we play French music. So some different things, yeah.
For example, in Sweden, do you play traditional music?
Yes, I did. I studied world music, so it was different kinds of folk music from different parts of the world. But one thing we did was a lot of Swedish music, yes.
And in France, what kind of music? From special parts of France or a bit everywhere?
I like the music from Auvergne and Limousin and all the central, all the Bourret and everything. I have also played some Musette. I like that too. I also like music from Brittany, but I don't have so much experience with that. But I like a lot of French music, yes.
And why are you interested in traditional music? It's because the influence of your family or some teachers? Or
I think it's mainly because of the instrument I play. The diatonic accordion is made for playing folk music. It's very hard to play classical music or jazz or anything on a diatonic accordion, so I automatically am drawn to the traditional music. Yes, mainly that.
Can you talk about the purpose, the goal of this experience in Ethno this week?
Of course, there is the goal we have all together, which is spending 2 weeks together and teaching music to each other and making a band and playing concerts. My personal goal for going to Ethno is not so much related to the product, but for me it's mainly a place to meet people. And to jam with people and to learn new music and to... in the end, you have friends all over the world, and I think that's the best part of Ethno.
So I feel you seem very happy to be here.
Yes, I'm very happy, yes.
How do you spend the last days in Villebon? For example, do you play in some special places?
Yes, now today and tomorrow we are divided in four different groups, so we are not with the whole group together, but we go to different places around here, to schools and to all kinds of places, to have small concerts and meet the people from the region. And then at the end we also have three concerts, I think one school concert and two public concerts.
And so you have a lot to work for the big concert, probably?
Yes, I think we have 9 or 10 songs, and so we have arranged them together, and but we still have to rehearse everything so that we remember everything on stage. So yes, that's we have some work left.
Is it improvised or it's a strict construction for this concert?
I think it's somewhere in the middle. We are a big band, so of course we have to know what we are doing, otherwise it's chaos. But everyone has their own way of playing the music, and there is a lot of people are very open-minded too. It's not like classical music where everything is defined, so yes.
Is it easier than classical music or academic music, or it's more difficult?
I would say it's easier, but for some people who are used to classical music, it might be very difficult because we learn everything by ear. We don't use any sheet music, so it could be a challenge if you're not used to that.
So what will you do after these 2 weeks in Villebon?
I will be very sad. Yes, I will miss all my new friends, and I will try to get used to normal life again. Yes.
So you return to Catalonia?
Yes, I'm going back the same day.
And do you hope to come back next year?
That would be really nice. Yes, officially I am too old next year because I'm 30. But we will see. There are always solutions.
Well, I hope for you a big luck for you come back, and I will thank you for this participation.
No problem. Thank you. BLP Radio.